Hello and welcome to Mei Wei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufelt, and in today's episode, Susan Johnson will be reading her article, Moxa Strengthens the Kidneys and Mingmen Fire. Susan Johnson has been studying and practicing acupuncture since 1982 and is an esteemed teacher of Master Dong's Magic Points, a potent system of acupuncture handed down as a treasured family secret for generations and made public by Master Dong Ching Chang. A graduate of the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco, Susan interned with Dr. Miriam Lee, whose influence was life-changing. Susan practiced acupuncture in San Francisco until 1988, specializing in the treatment of HIV and AIDS, after which she maintained a practice in Santa Cruz, specializing in difficult and challenging cases. She began teaching Master Dong's Magic Points in 1985, and has guest lectured worldwide, written articles, and produced webinars and DVDs on Master Dong's points and the ancient art of cupping. Susan continues to work on innovative ways to share Master Dong's magic points with a global audience to spread knowledge of this system with as many people as possible.
Moxa is an excellent way to deeply warm the body, more important now as we head into fall and winter. In fact, between the change of seasons, there is a 2 to 4 week period which is referred to as Moxa season. During this interval, the Mingmen or the life gate is open. If a person is to become ill during this time, the illness is said to invade the body more deeply and be quite difficult to expel. I have experienced this firsthand and with patients as well. The next Moxa season in 2022 is from November 1st until November 29th. This 4 week window includes the opening and closing of the life gate. The very good news is that during this precise season, we can profoundly strengthen and build the body too, if we just tend it carefully. When the gate is open, we only have to turn up the heat. That is where Moxa comes in. Moxa or mugwort, also known as Aye or Folium Artemisia, can deeply penetrate into the Mingmen or life gate, where it will build the body in ways that cannot be otherwise accomplished. Moxa during Moxa season allows one to gain ground that could be easily lost if one were to become ill during this time. The Mingmen gate is wide open for 2 weeks, but it begins to open the week before and doesn't fully close until the week following Moxa season. We can generally say that the fall to winter Moxa season is the entire month of November. The winter to spring Moxa season covers the 4 weeks surrounding the Lunar New Year, opening the week before the Lunar New Year and wide open for 2 weeks, and then closing during the 4th week. The first Moxa pots I ever saw were in Dr. Miriam Lee's clinic. She had them handmade in China and brought them back to the U.S. 6 at a time. They were very precious to us, and we soon learned to charge a deposit when we gave them to patients to take home. A properly loaded Moxa pot can slowly burn for 2 hours. It is truly a heavenly warmth as the days grow darker and the nights colder. We purchase low-grade Moxa as we will use quite a lot of it. Some people use a mixture of powdered herbs to make it burn evenly, which does help, but one must only learn to load and check the pots correctly for a nice slow cook. When loading a Moxa pot, gently break up the clods that are stuck together, the Moxa clods, to keep the punk light and fluffy. Once the basket is full, give it a gentle pat and add just a little bit more, being careful not to let any Moxa fall between the basket and the sides of the pot. Lighting the pot is best done outside, as that part of the process is quite smoky. Holding the pot on its side with its open top facing the wind, use a lighter or any other form of flame, even a stick of lit incense, to light the punk in many places around the moxa at the top of the basket. Blow on it cautiously from the side so as not to get the smoke or ash in your face. You can also use a handheld battery-operated little fan to blow gently on the ignited punk until the top is completely glowing, so the pots are then sure to stay lit. This should take a minute or two. If left much longer, the moxa in the pot will burn up quickly, but if shut down too soon, they will also extinguish. The pots are then placed in some kind of towel or protective wrap or cover and placed on the body in a strategic way. As the pots get hot, additional layers of towel are added, which are then removed as the pot begins to cool down. It is very important that the patient has a hand to move the pot with, especially if they are not closely attended. Otherwise, each patient must be given a bell to ring or some way to alert others when the pot gets too hot. When a moxa pot gets too hot, it is essential that there is no delay in responding to the patient. A hot pot can feel like it is burning the skin, which is possible, though usually it is not. People who have a thicker layer of fat or some elderly patients may not feel the heat as others do, so it is very important to check the pots regularly. Each person must have a way to move the pot around or take it off in the event that no one is immediately available when it becomes too hot. When the moxa pot has done a good job of heating, there will be a 2-inch pink mark on the skin underneath the pot. This color may dissipate quickly once the pot is removed. However, later in the same day or even the next day, should the patient take a hot shower or get into a hot tub, the same mark will reappear, indicating that the heat is still present in that location. We always did lots and lots of moxa in Dr. Lee's clinic. She would often start the patient out with 4 pots on their lower back, surrounding the Mingmun area. After 20 minutes or so, she would turn them over and place 2 pots in the area of Qi Hai, Ren 6, and Guan Yuan, Ren 4. The other 2 pots would be slung over the anterior tibia in either a sock or a folded hand towel to land perfectly on Zhu San Li's stomach 36. If a patient has liver qi congestion and we need to be careful in tonifying them and increasing liver fire, we can still put moxa on UB13 Fei Shu and UB43 Gao Huang Shu. Lung 1 and Lung 2 also are good for moxa to strengthen the lung, the metal to control the liver wood. Be extra careful to close the lid firmly on a moxa pot and secure the pot in such a way that it will not easily roll off. Should the pot accidentally fall to the ground, it may open unexpectedly and the glowing embers burn the carpet or the floor. Always be very cautious when opening a burning pot. If a pot is not burning properly, one may open the lid and blow on it until the punk is glowing again. Or, if not too hot, the holes on the sides of the pot may give enough access to the moxa inside that one can simply blow through the sides of the pot to get things going again. Loading the pot correctly assures a complete burn. Moxa boxes and moxa pots have been around from time immemorial, and we highly suggest that you learn how to properly utilize them. My dear colleague, Dr. Raven Lang, OMD, has written a beautiful piece entitled Mother Roasting on the use of moxa during postpartum care. I strongly recommend that booklet, as very little has been written on the profound effects of moxa. Moxa softens lumps or tumors. It increases circulation, tonifies and strengthens the constitution and the immune system. It builds qi and blood and increases whole body energy, not to mention how wonderfully cozy and warm it makes one feel all over. It is impossible to say enough about the many uses of moxa. Please see for yourselves. Though some will complain about the smell, others will love it. Be sure that the patient has dark clothing on, if it is done over the clothes, and that old towels or socks are used to surround the pots, as the smoke can leave a brown stain. Minimize the smokiness of the room by shutting the pot down with appropriate layers of cloth so that only the faintest wisps of smoke might be seen escaping into the air surrounding the patient. A few years ago, Moxa heat packs hit the scene. These are self-igniting pouches that can be purchased in boxes of 10. In a pinch, I like to use these as one can kick off the heating process quickly with just 10 seconds in a microwave, and they are wonderful for patients to use on themselves at home. Moxa heat packs have no smell, but they do get very hot, so teach your patients how to use them carefully. They can be extinguished after an hour or so by putting them in a jar and tightly closing the lid. Without oxygen, the pouch goes out, but can be kicked off again the following day. With 4 pouches used in this way, a patient can give themselves a wonderful heat treatment every day during Moxa season, each pouch lasting for up to 20 uses. Caution them, though, not to go to bed with Moxa heat packs, as they usually wind up simply heating the mattress all night after the patient rolls over in their sleep. May you all discover the remarkable healing properties of Moxa and the beauty of these very special Moxa pots, Moxa boxes, and heat packs. Happy Moxa season.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, which was from article Moxa Strengthens the Kidneys and Mingmen Fire, that was written and read by Susan Johnson. If you would like to read today's information, you can find the original article linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, Will McLean will be discussing lingering pathogens. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.